Hello and welcome. In this video, I'm going to be covering some wisdom and understanding for parents and your children. In terms of our stress as a parent, it all starts with self, in terms of how you're going to be managing your stress with children. Have you noticed that when you calm, your children are calm? Or when you are stressed and frustrated, irritated, your children play up? Well, here's the interesting thing. When you as a parent are stressed, your children start to feel threatened. They actually feel like their safe and secure environment is under threat, and they actually start to feel vulnerable. More especially if you are a parent who's very loud and very vocal and gets very aggressive when you are stressed. Your children will respond because they are feeling threatened, vulnerable, insecure, perhaps even unsafe. Now, please understand, this is not a judgment call, not in the slightest. I'm not even criticizing you, because I know that every parent is trying to do the very, very best that they can, given their circumstances, the situation they find themselves in. Maybe it's because of relationship issues, financial issues. There are a myriad of different stress-related problems that can significantly impact your ability to deal with stress. Stress ain't pretty at the best of times. In fact, we are hardwired to say and do inappropriate things when we are feeling stressed. So please don't be hard on yourself as a parent. Just know that you're doing the very, very best that you can. The second thing I want you to understand as a parent, the vast majority of parents are only parenting the way that they were parented. In other words, as a parent, you are a product of your own environment and upbringing. Now, this is important to understand because your children are now becoming products of the environment that you have created for them. Again, this is not to criticize or judge you, because I know that you're probably doing the very, very best that you possibly can. But in understanding what happens to children, if you can start to read those signs and understand how and why they're responding the way they are, perhaps your response towards them is going to be really, really different. So let's just go over a couple of things. Stress in children, what you are going through, children are like little sponges, especially when they are tiny. They are literally drawing and absorbing everything from their environment. Remember, they don't have the ability, especially when they're little, to discern why a parent is stressed and what is causing a stress. Because their world is so different from your world. They don't understand that you've had a bad day in the office, or that you've just been, somebody's just fired you, or you had lost a huge deal that was going to be an absolute significant change, make a significant change in the family. Children don't understand that. But what they do see is your response and your physical, your body language. They hear your tone of voice. They can just see it written all over your face that you are stressed. And they don't have the ability to discern. All they do, because they're like little sponges, is they just respond to what they're seeing. And that can be very fearful for a child. It can cause them a lot of anxiety and even stress in their own little world. So if you understand that, then your response towards your children might be very different. In fact, I sincerely hope it will be different, because now you understand that your own stress is having an impact and going down to your children as well. So that's the first thing I want you to understand. The second thing is that children will react to stress in a variety of different ways, and I'm going to go through that in a moment, so that you have a better understanding of that. But here's the important thing. Stop pretending that everything is fine in your world, because children will read you and they will know exactly if you're playing a game or even worse, telling them lies. Because you know that if somebody is telling you lies and sending you around the garden path and playing games with you, you can also pick it up, right? Yeah, children also have that ability. And I think this is one of the greatest disservices that we do to children is we pretend. Now, I'm not saying share all the gory details and tell them everything. Just give them a little bit of information. Like, I had a really bad day in the office today. You don't need to tell them that you lost a huge big deal because that's going to make them panic. You can just tell them that you had a really bad day and the things didn't go the way you were anticipating and that's why you're stressed. Because once they understand and then see that you're handling that differently, they're going to learn from your ability to handle and cope with stress as well. Because remember I said in the beginning of the video that we are all products of our environment. What environment are you creating for your children? So what I would like to go through is some of the emotions and the physical aspects that children go through. And in that way, it's going to help you to be able to read them and see what's happening. Because it is paramount that you equip yourself with the ability to deal with stress. Because if you are well equipped, guess what's going to happen? You're going to teach your children to become well equipped in dealing with stress too. Now, isn't that a win-win situation? I certainly think it is. And I hope that you will learn a lot from this. What you want to do now is just become more aware and more vigilant of how your children are responding to stress. Because have you noticed that when you get stressed, your physical body actually shows stress? In other words, you will feel some stress and tension in your neck and shoulders. Maybe your chest feels like really tight and you can't breathe. Your heart rate is pacing and beating really, really fast. Your stomach goes in a knot. Your hands start clamming and gets all sweaty. Even your jaw might clench. You might even get a headache from stress. Remember, children respond in the same sort of way as you would, maybe to a lesser extent. And many of their gripes and performances are actually around stress. Because it is commonly known in the the medical fraternity say this again and again, 90% of all illness and disease is stress-related. How much of what your children complain about, headaches, tummy aches, feeling nauseous, feeling sick, not wanting to go to school, how much of that is stress-related? I think this can make a huge difference. So let's go through some of their behaviors first. Now, behavior, we will all agree that we can see a child is stressed just by their behavior. For instance, some of the typical stress behavior will be that they start crying or whining. They're not listening properly. They're even daydreaming. So they're kind of lost in their own thoughts. Maybe they start biting their nails, perhaps even fighting with their siblings or even friends and other family members. Or they might even become overly cautious in terms of what they're trying to attempt. Here's a good one. Suddenly their school results start to drop and their performance is really poor. This is something that's fairly obvious. You can see it in their reports. Even the teacher might respond and share this information with you. Or that they suddenly develop a lack of appetite, perhaps even start eating a lot more than usual. I know, I didn't realize that I was comfort eating whenever I got stressed. Maybe that's something that they're doing. They're seeking comfort in food in order to quell the unease and difficulty and stress. What about their disturbed sleep with frequent nightmares or bedwetting? Now, these, as I say, are obvious behavioral symptoms that you can notice that a child is going through. Remember, just like you as an adult, your child is also going to be going through both mind, body kind of feelings and sensations. They're no different, even though they're a little bit smaller and they, you know, are children. their mind-body connection is still made and it's there. And the body's innate wisdom is going to respond to stress and show up these things. Perhaps you might notice that they are suddenly being afraid and saying they're afraid of going to school, or they don't want to participate in sport. So start just looking and being aware. Why is it that suddenly, out of the blue, they don't want to go to school? They don't want to participate in sport? Now, instead of getting cross with them and say to them, you have to, just start to ask them some gentle questions. In my next video, I'm going to share some tips with you to help you in this space. But if you notice that they are going through these things and suddenly this becomes a regular pattern, just become aware of it and start to question what's happening. Now, the other possible symptoms could include physical signs. In other words, they complain about having aching muscles, headaches, stomach aches, a rapid heartbeat, feeling cold, skin rashes, for instance, shakiness, disturbed sleep, fatigue, and illness. Can you see that this is very similar to what I just described to you a moment ago in terms of how our physical body shows stress? Remember, children are no different. Now, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't even pretend to be. If there is something medically wrong, then please make sure you take your child off to the doctor immediately. But if they regularly tell you that these are kind of symptoms that they're going through, just notice, could it be stress-related? Could it be something that you've gone through because you've been stressed and this is now whittling down to them and that they're picking up your stress? Have your family circumstances changed? Have you moved house, for instance? Or what about their schooling? Is there something that they're having difficulty with at school? Is it because suddenly there's a particular personality that they might feel afraid of or being bullied by? Maybe a change in teachers? There are many different things that could be affecting the child. So that's the two areas that I've described to you. One is the behavioral side and the other is the physical side. But let's look at the mental symptoms that the child might be showing up. What about poor concentration? Or you notice that their mind is whirling, like they've got lots of things going on in their mind. Or they even start displaying some aspects of forgetfulness and poor concentration. Or they have a difficulty in problem solving. Because when we get stressed, our mental faculties switch and we cannot think clearly, rationally, logically, or linearly. Perhaps this is what they're going through, and this is why they have difficulty in solving problems. What about being easily distracted? In other words, they can't concentrate and focus on the task at hand. Perhaps they are showing some confusion or being irrational. This is the mental symptoms that are often indicators of some stress. Lastly, I want to go through the emotional symptoms that your child might be displaying. So things like fear, anxiety, frustration, sadness, crying unnecessarily, being angry. And I'm not just talking about irritability, I'm talking about actually really, really being angry. What about being overwhelmed by situations or circumstances that they find themselves in? And this you can see in their faces. Panic maybe, or extreme sensitivity to changes, irritability, helplessness, hopelessness too, or that they are feeling threatened and vulnerable. Now, all of these different symptoms are ways in which children will naturally show you that they are being stressed. They might not necessarily have the vocabulary to explain, mommy or dad, I'm feeling stressed. But you can see it in their behavior, in their mental faculties, in their physical interactions, as well as in the emotional side too. So this is four different ways that you can measure what is happening with your children and just notice, become observant, become more aware. Now, I realize as a parent, you're probably so wrapped up in your own stresses and day-to-day situations that you find yourself in. And that's okay, be kind and gentle upon yourself. I do not want you to start beating yourself up and getting all hard on yourself now because suddenly you're aware of all the possible things that your children are going through. This video is intended to just give you some tips and ideas in terms of watching and observing your own children. Because if you are stressed, they are likely to become stressed. So here's the critical thing that I said right in the beginning of this video, and it all starts with self. If you can find a way to calm yourself in any stressful situation, as a result of you being calm, your family is going to be calm. Now, in other videos, I do share techniques and tips as to how to get into that space. Also in my book, Stress Gone, How to Identify and Reduce Stress Easily, I explore a lot of exercises and techniques, even lifestyle techniques, in terms of helping you to cope with your day-to-day stress. So I sincerely hope that this video has given you some insight and some wisdom that will make a profound difference in your life, as well as your family's life. Because I'm sure you, like any other family out there, you just want to be happy, enjoy life, have fun as a family, and be together without the excruciatingly painful elements of stress, because it can be. I have often referred to stress as a relationship destroyer because of what it does. Now, with this understanding and wisdom, if you can start to just observe your children and see what they're going through and help them through their stress, I can assure you that your relationships within your family are going to be significantly different. Remember, children are all a product of the environment. The last thing I want to leave you with, if all else fails, just love. Give lots of hugs, lots of kisses. Make sure that your child is aware that they are loved. Because if you are loved, and I'm sure you will agree with me on this, if you feel loved, you feel safe, you feel secure, and you can weather any storm where there's love. So I wish you and your family stress-free lifestyle, lots of love, and may you do the best you can. Thank you.